This is a group meeting for CRM.
Fabric sales are growing in these two brands, and that also majorly contribution to the bottom line with the premium category.
So premium that you mentioned are cotton with a blend with cotton?
Blend with cotton, blend with wool, yeah. Linen.
So FY22 Cadini, what would be the sales for this brand? How big it is now?
It is around 250 crores.
250 crores.
In fabrics.
Okay, and there are two other brands, I am forgetting the name.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mozo and Espito.
Now, this is a fabric one we are having. Majority of the sales are fabric in Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And around 250 crore sales is in the apparel.
Mm.
In apparel, we have a brand like Oxumber, J. Amstead, and Mozo. Again, in Oxumber, is a little bit, you know, medium range. J. Amstead, a little bit on a higher range. And Mozo is for the masses, CRM's Mozo, what we say. That we introduced, that is in Shirtings. Sure, means shirts and trousers.
Inspire.
Again, it's a sub-brand.
Okay.
It's a brand for the channel partners, for the dealers, etc. Then different name we have put up to push the product. So main brand is Oxumber, J. Amstead and Mozo.
About financial year 14 to 18, the EBITDA margin of the company used to be 11% and PAT margin used to be around 5%. Over the last couple of years, what we have seen is that
PAT margin, yes, see, of course, if you take average, but it has went on increasing.
So that's my next question actually. But if you see the last couple of years, EBITDA from 11 has now gone up to 17-18% and PAT has gone up to 9-10%. So, what are the reasons for this kind of change?
Yeah. See, EBITDA was around 13% in, if you take 2018-19 balance sheet, it was around 18. And in the pandemic, what happened, whatever we learned out earlier, we could not implement that. Really, we got a chance to implement a lot of things. Like, you know, level of inventory, it was always on the higher side, our borrowing was on the higher side. Receivables, you know, per day, if you see the working capital requirement of 120 days, that has, you know, we have reduced it, you know, very steeply in this, and whatever the SKUs we were making and we have gone through everything, and we said that whatever the profitability is, that only we should manufacture. So in operation level also a lot of bottlenecks were there that we have changed. Receivables we were not getting in time, that also we were behind. Even in pandemic, if you see my balance sheet of 31st March 21, our borrowings, working capital borrowings almost nil. We had around 25 to 30 crores only, again then we had an investment of 30. Net borrowing was from 400 crores borrowing, we reduced it to almost nil in 21. This year, yes, little bit on the March 31, the level of inventory was there. So total borrowing was around 200 crores. In March
2020. Yes.
So from that we reduced the top line of going to 1900 crores. Borrowing has been reduced. Certain expenses we were doing it, which we are, you know, we are curtailed that expenses. Advertising, sales promotion we were doing. Of course, certain expenses we have to do, but lot of expenses we have reduced. You can come here. How you come here? You can hear. आप इधर आइए ना।
शुक्रिया।
Yeah, there's a lot of changes we did, and you see, we had around company-owned, company-operated shops. Lot of Cadini shops when we taken this brand from Italy to make promotion activity, lot of brand stores we opened in a very prime locality of the country, and that expense was very heavy. In this pandemic, all these have been closed. The selling pattern in this sales and return basis, consignment basis, even selling it through the malls, we were getting the, you know, accounts after 6 months or so, money also getting very late. And in pandemic, we got the return of those goods and the impairment of that particular stock also. So that we are, and thereafter we thought such type of sales we should not do. Whatever the sale is happening should be a sale only. Even if there is any sale pattern or discount, etc., front end we should give to collect the money. So all these changes we brought. If you see our 6 months result, first 6 months of pandemic, it was 109 crore loss. The first time in the history of CRR, in 42 years, first time we incurred the losses. And next 6 months we record completely and 5 crore profit was there. And thereafter such type of, you know, cost reduction and all these things have been, that has impacted. And in this year what happened, the raw material we had of a little bit of old rates, price increase was taken subsequently, commodity markets has gone up, market improved, all this resulted in the 19% EBITDA level that we could be able to achieve.
So you said you had some old stock at lower
material. Yes.
So the current margins were sustained? What,
see what happened, always this takes around 3 months when from the old to new rates spinning we are purchasing. So almost 3 to 4 months time we are taking from the spinner also and to the dealer also. Dealer means customers. So there we got a chance to increase our rates and adjust to the market conditions. The market is good, it will get absorbed. If it is not there, then we will not purchase. So that always, because we are buying yarn and making the fabric and selling it to our customers. So always that gap is there. So that we can absorb.
How much inventory is generally that will you keep for raw material? And currently, how much does it stand
at? Because the inventory level. See, I said the working capital cycle is around 80 to 90 days now. And that is a good in textiles.
Specific to inventory, have you increased the inventory right now? Or
no,
just
we never. We see what is the requirement of 3 months. And and always the price is fixed for 3 months. In the 3-4 months as per the market. So, and minimum requirement means we started keeping minimum, I explained to you that we started keeping minimum inventory, how we reduce the inventory by adjusting our SKUs, etc. So we have done. Therefore, our inventory level, if you see, last 2 years balance sheet is minimum. And that rotation is happening. And with the proper planning and so that has been done. So all these have given the better bottom line. And improve our, and we hope that in this our category, our segment, I said there is no other competitor also companies doing the quality and very good marketing branding we have done, so we got advantage.
So today of this 2000 crores, can you just broadly break up fabric, you know, how much is within just by this brand?
258 crores
garment.
170 crore exports.
170
crore fabric.
This export includes fabric and
garments. Garments, so if you take 170 is the fabric, 15 crores is the ready-made garments, and balance is around 1500 crores is the fabric, domestic.
Okay, and this 260 crores, the three brands, for example, JMC and Mosul. And Kadini is recognized in the fabric part.
Yes.
That's roughly 250.
With Kadini, we are not doing any ready-made garments.
And Kadini is 250.
Yes.
Okay. And the remaining is the CRM.
CRM and JM.
How much is JM?
Around 200.
And how big is Auxumburg now?
Auxumburg, out of the 258 crores.
Yes.
75.
Around 75. Let us see what happened this. Sometimes, therefore, individual brand-wise, sometimes we change the name, so there is only this one. The overall CRM,
and how much is shooting sales versus shooting sales?
See, around 75% of our fabric sale is shooting, value-wise.
what is our reach now?
We are across the country.
So we have you added doors in the last 3 years when this entire, you know, working capital debt, everything was going on to that. Have we added more doors in terms of reach?
Yes, of course. We have continuous, there is a continuous program. The dealers, each and every brand is having a separate dealers. And it's a continuous process to increase the dealers, and from that dealer is increasing the retailers. And major, the dealer, of course, choosing the dealer, the product criteria is there. And we got agents, we identify if the paid for business is there, we select those dealers.
So how much is the cost differential now for a ready-made versus
cost of?
Cost differential when you're making a garment, ready-made versus, you know, stitch by stitch, you know, just because of the cotton inflation.
We are not in cotton, number one. Now cost is a different, it is a different segment itself. Fabric is the one segment.
There are a lot of customers are migrating there.
Where?
To ready-made fabric.
See, that is, what I can say that the thinking, normal thing, and fame is also more for ready-made garments. But if you go to the villages, even now today, tailoring is cheaper. And as for the fitting, Indian, the size is very, very different. If you take one size, so it is not fitting to you. So even today in the villages, people are preferred to stitch. And even in Bombay, the good tailor is not available. If it is a good tailor is there, the delivery will be 1 month or 2 months. So today also, because of, and the cheapness. If you stitch a fabric, good fabric, and this is cheaper than the ready-made garment.
So how much is the difference? Because the ready-made cotton price increases, so they have taken
10-40%. Yes, of course. Cotton is very, when the cotton prices are going up, the second option is available is man-made fabric.
Right.
The demand comes to man-made. The spinners are increasing the rate. In the meantime, we will also increase the rate in the market.
Right.
So this is very much cheaper. The natural fibers are very, very costly. Therefore, the second option and the blend comes. They blend with the cotton through the fuel and fall of, you know, cotton to them.
That is where we benefit. That is where we benefit.
Yes, we are, because we are having that technology, as well as we are producing new designs in the market.
So, have you done anything else on the cost side in the last 2 years?
Cost?
In terms of how much is first of all own versus contract manufacturing?
See, as far as the fabric is concerned, we outsource around 40% of our total requirement,
so
as on
40,
today. 40. But even in future, we will go for more outsourcing. Because what the manufacturing capacity we have, we got one of the best machines. So new trends, fashions, whenever we introduce in the market, we go first to our factory and manufacture that, because we don't make it public. Because once it comes to the market, it will copy it. So till then, we manufacture and thereafter we go for the outsourcing also.
So do we have a target to increase this outsourcing percentage?
Yes. Whenever there's a further incremental is required, in the future, most we will outsource. Outsourcing, see, we outsource for the dedicated units. We don't take part of the unit.
Okay.
There are, because of the COVID, lot of units are available, good units. The manufacturing machineries, what they are having, one of the best machinery also. So we identify those machineries and we give them a contract. And they also require a good company whose pays are, make the payment in time and continuous supply and all these things. And they prefer. And because we got a very good marketing. See, our company is a branding company, marketing company and network. There is a 3 plus points we have. So with that, we can outsource under control and supervision and we can sell it.
So how do you see some of the growth next year?
See, there is a, after pandemic also, there is a good demand was there. And we hope that 10 to 15% CAGR in next 2-3 years we should grow very easily.
Okay. And do you expect that this kind of margin you will be able to sustain, as you alluded, a lot of cost cutting?
Yeah, this is certain expenses we have to do, but you know, margin, whatever earlier historical margins are there, we can improve upon that margin.
Okay.
And we are near about this margin, we can maintain.
We can maintain,
yeah,
that
if the top line of the market remains good, I think we should be, should not be.
But how do you see, like, you know, these already 2-3 months gone by? I mean,
See, April was very good. All of a sudden now, you see, sentiments also plays very important role.
Okay.
Now today, you know, everybody is talking about inflation, commodity market, this and that, and there is an uncertainty in the market. But we feel that, yes, in the long run, textile market should be very good. We got our own consumption. We are not depending on the export market only in India. There's a blip, and people are, you know, there's a hit in the Chinese market also, because exporters were the China people. And we got a technology to manufacture, and CRM got every advantage. We are a light model, every brand is there, marketing is there, and that's a very good scope. And in this, you know, market and future, looking into the future, we expect that demand should remain good.
So basically what I'm trying to understand, like, you know, cotton prices have already gone up so much. So basically viscose is the alternative in some areas, right?
Correct.
So don't you see that the growth should be higher at least
see,
for the next year?
I am expecting the normal, see, in the normal scenario, looking into this, the minimum growth we should do it.
So what I'm trying to understand, are you getting those kind of inquiries, because you are also
see,
in the
inquiries
market.
Are very good. Even export inquiries are fantastic today. And because there's a demand is coming to India, and there's a good, so what we are looking into bottom line of. Today, within domestic market, we are getting better relation because of the brand.
Okay.
In India only, on the fabric is sold on the brand. Nowhere in the world, the fabrics are sold on the brand. They sell ready-made guns under the brand. We are getting good orders from UK and all these things on the branded, the ready-made manufacturers. And we supply the fabrics to them. Of course, through their converter, they make the ready-made garments and sell it to them. Means give to them. So like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. So like that we are getting, but we see what realization we are getting, what is this. So wherever we have to introduce our good products and they require that particular, then we sell, we are taking. So exports are likely to also go up in the near future.
So what is the average realization as of now on the domestic versus the exports?
See, realization, I said, we see that what realization we are getting in domestic market, same realization issue. There is no difference here. Because otherwise it will affect the bottom line.
Okay.
Ultimately, we have to see the profit. Just supply and make the top line. It doesn't make any sense.
Sir, so we have missed this. Was this 18-19% band of margin we have to maintain, right?
I think we should not be any problem. Because top line, market has to be good. If the market remains good, there should not be.
So what is our capex plan for this year and for next year?
I already mentioned that we will not go for any manufacturing
okay.
Capacity increase in shortly.
Mm.
And though that should, therefore, of course, normal capex, maintenance capex will be there around 30-40 crores.
30 to 40
crores per year. And because we will have to change in a phased manner, we will have to upgrade our technology as per the, you know, changes happening. So with that we will do it. No major borrowing will be there. So therefore, when there is a sufficient accruals will be there, we will use it for reduction of our working capital debt. And we got a debt of around hardly 200 crores as well.
So after that, what will be our capital allocation?
Of course, it will be debt free. After that, of course, we'll have to do some other activity to, you know, deport this. Whatever the additional cash comes.
Usually as a policy, what is the advertisement and promotion expenditure as a percentage of sales?
There is no policy. Yes. We were doing continuously 60 to 70 crores. If you see historically
yeah.
up to 19, around 60 to 70 crores year on year basis we were spending, whatever may be the top line.
Yeah.
The top line was increased and percentage wise it has come down. Now, last 2-3 years, we have restricted to 20 crores, 30 crores only. We have to do certain amount. We have to, because completely we can avoid, branding has to be done. But it will not be again as per the earlier, you know, at the absolute level also. But it will go up a little bit. But certain things, whatever the, you know, popular ways of advertising, that we will continue to.
Any reason you say that even with sales picking up will not even go to the absolute level of 60 crore which we were doing?
No, see, if the sales are going up beyond certain level, whatever is required for the branding, that we have to, it will be more than the absolute also. But from this level, we see the it will not go percentage-wise anytime more than whatever spending they were doing.
Sir, raw materials you purchase from whom, sir? From Grasim?
No, Grasim is making viscose.
Okay.
We go to the spinners. Spinners take viscose as well as the polyester and they make them. First of all, you see, we got a designing team with us.
Okay.
They prepare for the next season what is the product they will put it in the market.
Okay.
They prepare certain samples. It goes to our marketing department. Marketing department to our certain dealers, they dispatch and they say whether this will be okay. Once it gets approved, then we will go for a sample making also and give the, once it is approved technically and all these things, it goes for the bulk orders to the spinners.
Okay.
The spinners are making, they blend it. When they blend, they will say what proportion you'll have to blend and what you'll have to take, what is the twist, what is the doubling, etc. A lot of technicalities. So that order we are giving to spinners. They take around 3 to 4 months to manufacture and supply. So that's what I said, the price is fixed 3 to 4 months advance. What price will be there?
So they will be purchasing from eventually.
We will be purchasing from spinner. That
right.
Spinner yarn will come to us. Then
okay.
We will make the fabric out of it. That will go to the processing.
Right.
After making grey, means same finish, it has to go to the processing.
Okay.
After processing, cutting, patting, and dispatch. Hmm?
So we don't have any spinning capacity in house?
No.
And we don't plan to have also?
No. Because see, we manufacture different blends. It is not a one blend we are making.
Right.
So therefore we all blend we cannot have in the spinning. If you have a so much spindle as a 25,000 or 30,000 spindle, we can manufacture. So single and then we will have to send the yarn itself. Then the, our activity will go undergo changes.
Thank
today
you.
We are branded fabric or ready-made garment wear in the market. And the marketing, the forward integration is our play.
So what is the total spinning capacity in India for these man-made fibers, etc.? I mean, we understand for cotton, but for this, I don't know. What is
that
the
I also don't have any. Because, you see, I said that this man-made fabric spinning is a main, masses consume this.
Right.
There's a lot of flats and big capacity. Even the consumption, it is a roti kapda makan, the necessity item of the country. So it's a very big market, but there are no authentical figures are available what is the market size of this man-made. It's a very big market. Branded player may be hardly 15% of that total size.
85 is an organization.
But due to now, you know, taxation reforms have happened in that. And with that, you know, everything coming in the proper manner. And I think everybody has to become organized. Now we cannot say he is unorganized. So they should become, otherwise earlier there is a huge difference between the organized and unorganized. And therefore level playing field was different. Today everybody has to pay the tax. Everybody has to pay the GST. And by virtue of
so
that.
PLI benefit has been there for our company, I mean not.
Yes, PLI benefit is there for textile industry.
But it is only for man-made fibers, so.
No, no, for everything in the textile industry. PLI scheme is for everything in the textile industry.
Not for
cotton.
For cotton
also.
Cotton be variant, sir. Hardly man-made.
It is only on the man-made.
And that to the finished product. I mean, we have not evaluated anything under PLI.
No, no, we are not yet gone. Therefore, I don't have that much of depth in
okay.
that. But what I understand, textile industry a proposal had come here. Whether
right.
you are putting, we are not gone.
Right.
So far. Not.
Sir, normally, like you know, as you said that the price has to be, if the demand is good, price is good. You will sustain the margin. So, but at internally, what would be the RM you would be tracking at your end? Like, for example, you know, you have what, say you have to pass on the price. As you said that you have 3 month contract for the yarns. But normally, a yarn guy would be buying the viscose, right?
Yeah, viscose
right.
and polyester.
Viscose and polyester. So, internally what you track, like you will be tracking the viscose
and we are tracking the yarn prices. Yarn prices are also coming daily in the paper.
Okay.
We don't track all this what they, only we say that this is a blend, this is the technicalities you have to do and fix the price.
Okay.
Because
so
new
demand is so the credit period of the spinners, what they allow us around a few months?
See normally if you see our balance sheet, and we are plus point is our strong liquidity. We buy on a cash basis. All the discounts, because we are one of the biggest purchasers also in this for the yarn, and the biggest consumer. Therefore, we dictate, and we pay them immediately within 7 days from the date of the delivery.
But sir, creditor days in the balance sheet is higher, right?
I mean, that is all packaging, advertising, and all these things. You see, that also we are curtailed, but means whatever the discounts available, as per the terms we take.
Sir, what is the kind of input cost inflation that you would have seen? I mean, 1 year back, 2 years back, what was the yarn prices and what was the
today? That has, you see, in between it has gone up and again came down. Now it is on the peak again. It is 20-25% up, I think.
Still, some sense around 2 years back, it was this
rupees per kg. That of course, it is a lot of increases there. As on today, if you compare 2 years back, means before pandemic, you are talking about. So there is an increase, substantial increase is there.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, even the final pricing of the fabric also gone up substantially.
Sir, in last year overall growth, what would be our volume growth and what would be our pricing growth?
Volume growth, I will give you that. I will send it to you.
Sure.
You can email to me.
Or I'll call you.
Yeah.
Whatever is convenient.
What you are talking about?
So, is global demand soft actually? Because why do we guide for a higher growth?
Yes.
Despite whatever the price inflation which you are seeing in the cotton.
See, today, I said no, it was very good, little bit subdued because of the inflation.
Sure.
Market is not that good today, but you know, it will bounce back. Now, it has gone, see, cotton prices are really on the top now. It cannot sustain over there for longer time. It has to fall. Now, another 1 or 2 months, I think market will again come up with it. See, not only for the cotton prices, commodity, all markets are up now. So, therefore, even our B2C market also is not good today. So we hope that market will improve. And once it's improved, of course there's a lot of marriages are there in this season. In spite of that, market is not picking up today.
April
up to because of the sentiments. If you see, take any news, any paper, if you read, you know, the inflation is touching everybody. And therefore, the market is not conducive today. But we hope that once things are improving from here, it should not remain for long in this day. Once it is improved, I think it should be
How much was the last year's subsidy, if you got MEIS, whatever the new form, how much was it absolute number last year?
What is that, sir?
The export incentive.
ROCT is that of export market you are talking about.
Yeah.
See, our exports are very small. It is only, I said, 170 crores totally. So that figure I will give you, but that export in relation to the total turnover of the company is hardly 10-15%. See, so you are talking about that will make the impact only for the more export people. Of course, we also got that exact figure, I don't have.
Sir, what is the, I mean, while you explained the improvement that you have done on the cost front, still, I mean, what is your expectation on the minimum EBITDA margin that you should surely be able to make? Because why am I asking this question? 2 quarters back in cotton also we were fairly confident and everyone was like we'll do this much margin, that much margin, but then the cotton prices went up and they have agreed that we don't have any more ability to pass on costs. So while in viscose and polyester, listening to Grasim, I understand that they say that pass on has not been there on viscose and polyester side, which they are also surprised that why are these prices not going up in line with cotton. So my worry is if viscose prices, polyester prices, etc. go up, our yarn prices go up, and we'll also face that challenge of passing on because ours is a mass product. So do you fear that?
See, if it happens and the market is good, see when we purchase, when it is reaching to that level, and if we will purchase only then the market is absorbing that cost, because in 3 months advance we are also increasing the price.
But there is a limit to which you will be able to...
No, then market. What happened? We will also not purchase. Limit is there. If we are not getting that bottom line or whatever the margin we should get it. If it is not, there is no fun in purchasing it and selling it in a loss or in a lower profit. So therefore, we also control in that. And yes, now you said that if it happens, then what happened? that we will also see that that percentage we should maintain. If it is not there, the sale will, we will not make the sale.
So then the volumes will get impacted if this such a scenario has to play
out. See what happened, if it is happening, then it happens to the spinner also. Spinner also cannot increase the prices so much higher, so that the market will not absorb that.
But sir, a spinner in a case is a just a converter, right? Basically, his margins are very
low.
So he will basically what he will do? He cannot take all the prices on his chest.
Then what happened? Market, the spinners cannot increase, means you will have to lower the prices. When market the yarn prices itself will come down.
Okay.
See, cotton prices is not sustainable. Nobody will buy cotton in that rate. They will go to the second option. Now spinner in that case take the advantage of the demand for that their product, and they will increase the price. What do you say? And whether that price, whatever they increase, that has to absorb by the weavers or the seller of fabric. If they are not able to afford to maintain their prices because the demand is not there, they will not purchase from the spinners. So it's a vicious circle.
Correct. So in that case, what we are trying to understand is that, you know, in that case, then ultimately volume will suffer.
It has happened. If it, so far in the history of CRM, it never happened. Mm. If it is so badly happens, and then volume will reduce, etc. So therefore, the price of yarn, which is they are quoting, that will not be maintained in the market. That they will not get that price in the market. That's what I'm telling. So they will have to reduce cotton prices. Has to go. I said no. It is on the top. It has to come down. 1 month or whatever it is, cannot be maintained there. Now you see the south. All these manufacturers, this cotton purchaser. They said that we will not purchase the cotton. Last week you must have seen in the paper.
Yeah.
They said we will not purchase. So that will happen because it will not get absorbed in the market, and we will not purchase from the spinners. Spinners had a good period after long time in last 2 years. They made money, and that also we purchased, and we could able to sell it in the market because market absorbed that.
Right.
Now just imagine if that it is not, then we will not purchase. They will not, they are unable to sell.
Right.
So it is the business.
So as a company, are we?
But you see the history of 41 years of CRM, 44 years rather, and not a single year, and it has always happened. It is not first or second year. Textile was in bad, but we are the company that consistently maintained profit, not a single year loss in the throughout.
I'm just
taking how the cycle is taking. Why I'm giving example, it has happened again and again, and same thing has continued. And when the prices are going up, spinners are enjoyed, it could able to absorb. If it is not getting absorbed, we will not purchase the spinners in any bad speed. Because we were in the middleman, we can pass on, and we are selling to B2C. Yeah.
So as a company, are we seeing that these prices of yarn have peaked out, or we are expecting?
Yes,
I think
it should be, it is peaked out now. And something, you know, especially the cotton prices have gone up very, very high.
For us, what is this yarn we should track? I mean, what do we call this yarn?
Yarn, man-made fibers.
Okay. So you say it is released in paper every day?
Yes. Yes.
Which paper?
One paper is Tekoyo Trend. One paper comes of these textiles.
Tekoyo
Trend.
आपके पेपर का डिमांड बच जाएगा, सब बाजार वाले खरीदेंगे।
सब टेक्सटाइल आता है रोज हमारे ऑफिस में, उसमें रोज यहाँ के जैसे आपका इक्विटी मार्केट का रेट आता है, उसमें आता है
मैनमेड प्राइस का। आप टेकोयो ट्रेंड है,
आप रोज करेंगे कुछ फायदा नहीं होगा।
बाजार में शेयर ले लिया तो खरीदना ही पड़ेगा।
टेक्सटाइल का शेयर खरीद लूंगा आपको, अच्छा है। फिर वो लेके आपको फायदा नहीं, अल्टीमेटली क्या है कि आपको जो माल बनाते हैं वो सेल करना चाहिए और वो प्राइस में सेल करना है।
इसके लिए क्या करने का, उसके लिए क्या करने का सर, अभी प्राइस समझ में कैसे आएगा फिर?
नहीं देखो, ये डिमांड एंड सप्लाई में प्राइस जो आएगा, जो आप उसमें एफर्ट कर सकते हो कि नहीं, कोई इश्यू है, इतना मार्केट में वो ले सकता है। और एक सेंटीमेंट, अभी मैं बोला ना आपको 15 दिन में बहुत सेंटीमेंट खराब हो गया, अब जो भी न्यूज पढ़ो बोलेगा इन्फ्लेशन है, इन्फ्लेशन है, पेट्रोल प्राइस ऊपर हो गया, ये हो गया, तो आदमी लोग थोड़ा कॉशियस होता ही है, अभी चेंज हो गया तो सब चेंज होता है, तो जो भी प्राइस अब्जॉर्ब हो जाएगा।
So first target for the company is deleveraging. We first target is to deleverage.
Yeah, already we have done a lot of deleveraging and it will continue to be done.
Cash flow from.
So if you see our history, we are not diverted single paisa out of the company, even in good times, any real estate or any equity, so it has remained in the company. That was the advantage. Therefore, see in textile company, ups and downs comes very often. And those who are fittest, then only they survive. We have consistently performed only because of that reason. We have kept the money in the company, utilized in a proper way. Yeah.
The cash flow from operations for the full year was 35 crore. Mm-hmm. That stuck in, I didn't check the figures.
Because, see, inventory and receivables this time, compared to March 21, was a little bit on the higher side. The sales was picked up in the fourth quarter. And I said the marriages are up to July this time, and we have to keep, because we keep the stock and then sell it. It's not that made for as per order. So that, or therefore, the cash flow it was on the.
So seeing all these restrictions being lifted, marriages happening and the crowd limit is being lifted, so are we expecting this quarter to be a robust quarter for us?
See, barring unfortunate circumstances, I said it, now this has come.
Yeah.
And you are talking about war and commodity market, this one, that one. Otherwise the market was good. And yeah, it should be good in the demand. I think demand will be there. There's a lot of demand in the market. So it will come back, then the purchasing will start.
So normally your Q1 is like 55% of the Q4, right? Seasonality to hota hi, right?
Oh yes.
So
nahi, ek zamane mein bahut tha, Diwali mein bahut sale ho jata tha. Our both आदमी अभी तो दिवाली सब नहीं है, एक ही तरह से सेल होता है। अभी फर्स्ट क्वार्टर यू आर करेक्ट, बिकॉज मानसून होता है और पूजा सीजन में बाद में स्टार्ट हो जाता है जुलाई अगस्त में, एंड दैट इज इवन नाउ इज द ट्रेंड। बट अभी क्या कि एटम लास्ट ईयर मैरेज पोस्टपोन हो गया, ऐसे लेकिन अगेन दैट जुलाई क्यों बोल रहा हूँ कि पहला वो ये नहीं था पोजिशन, अप्रैल में खत्म हो जाता था मानसून में। आज अभी सब डेट्स थोड़ा है, तो इसमें एक्सपेक्टेशन वॉज दैट फर्स्ट क्वार्टर ऑल्सो शुड डू इट।
तो क्या बेसिकली नॉर्मली एक एवरेज 55% होता है, तो ये बार क्या फोर्थ क्वार्टर का 65% आएगा? बिकॉज एज यू आर सेइंग मैरिजेस एंड ऑल, तो 400-450 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू आ सकता है।
अभी क्या बोल रहे हैं, कोई कंस्ट्रक्टिव बोल नहीं सकते। आजकल का अनसर्टेनिटी इतना हुआ है मार्केट में, मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि अप्रैल अच्छा चला, मई में ही चल रहा है,
करेक्ट,
थोड़ा बहुत स्लो हो गया है। अभी कभी पिकअप भी हो सकता है इमीडिएटली, अभी कुछ बोल नहीं सकते। आज का पेपर पढ़ो तो बोलेगा कोरोना और बढ़ गया है, तो ये सब है अनफोर्सिन। अदरवाइज यस, एवरीथिंग इज इन लाइन। यस
सर, ये एडिशनल बेसिकली जो कॉटन से विस्कोस में शिफ्ट हो रहा है, उससे कितना एडिशनल अपने को इंक्वायरी आया अभी तक?
इंक्वायरी कुछ नहीं, हम लोग इंक्वायरी के ऊपर माल बनाते नहीं है।
हाँ नहीं,
हम लोग माल बनाते हैं, बाद में बेचते हैं।
ओके,
तो उसमें शिफ्ट में ऐसा नहीं, मैं क्या बोला कि हाउ द डिमांड विल यू नो रिप्लेस, तो कॉटन जाएगा तो आएगा, बट उसमें भी स्पिनर भी भाव तो बढ़ाएगा ना।
बट एक्सपोर्ट में डिमांड बहुत अच्छा है,
अभी अच्छा है, इंक्वायरीज काफी है।
अच्छा, इवन इन द एज यू सेड 15 दिन इधर खराब हो गया, लेकिन
एक्सपोर्ट इज गुड, एक्सपोर्ट इज मार्केट, इंक्वायरीज आर गुड।
ओके,
Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
अपने फोन से बात किया था योर टेलीफोन आ गया काम किया रहता है
नहीं नॉट श्योर सर कोई और क्या
थैंक यू ओके हाँ अभी कर देंगे यस अभी थोड़ा
चालू करने पड़ेगा रेगुलर थोड़ा
नहीं नहीं वो चालू करना वाले है अकाउंट भी कर दिया है हमारा क्योंकि हम लोग तो अभी टाइम निकल के आते हैं
बराबर
We should concentrate. That area also is important. What a time!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, are we pushing online? Yeah, online का बना है channel. 10 crore का sale भी हुआ last year.
Potential बहुत है group का.
पोटेंशियल है
वर्किंग कैपिटल बड़ा लगता है ऑनलाइन में समझो
नहीं वर्किंग कैपिटल का बहुत नहीं है कि प्रॉब्लम है कि इतना सेल नहीं हो रहा है और उसमें क्या कि रिजर्व होता है ना बहुत ज्यादा हमारा जो डीलर नेटवर्क में सेल जो
है नहीं
हो
बिकॉज ऑफ लॉकडाउन लियो में क्या एक लिमिट है लॉट ऑफ पीपल नाउ बाय ऑनलाइन
कपड़े भी कोई नहीं कर रहा है क्यों नहीं करते आप भाई एक बार शर्ट ले लेगा सेकंड हैंड मांग पड़ेगा तो जो ऑर्डर किया शर्ट का कलर आपने देखा है उधर जाके देखा तो अलग हो जाता है और वो पैकिंग ओपन करके आजकल ऑफर बेचते हैं ना तो वो डबल का डबल वो बराबर है आपको पहला भी कंसेप्शन था कि ऑनलाइन में अपना सेल बढ़ेगा फैब्रिक में नहीं हो रहा है फैब्रिक में भी नहीं रेडी में भी नहीं उधर जाके आप 10 दिखने के बाद इधर आप डिजाइन नहीं बेचते फ्लिपकार्ट में क्या प्रॉब्लम है हम लोग भी सेल करते हैं हम लोग जो सेल करते हैं उससे सस्ते में वो सेल करते हैं अभी हम 500 में एक शर्ट देगा वो तो 400 में दे देगा क्योंकि उन लोग क्या है कि दे मेक वैल्यू फॉर देमसेल्व्स और जो डिस्काउंट डिस्काउंट करते हो हमारा मार्केट खराब होता है
वो
भी है
प्लान्स टू स्ट्रेच
जो नया ब्रांड है अपना जूम मोजो मोजो